Sky Sports Radio, Anthony Cummings has got one in today, but some nice horses in Saturday. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Freedom Rock, you get in today. A big bloke by Fastnet Rock. And I tell you what, looking at the replays, he looks a big bloke.
Yeah, he is. He's a big horse, a big strong thing, and goes quite well. So, you know, don't know about him on the ground, I suppose. We haven't seen a lot of that recently, but, you know, he's shown ability in his trials and his gallops, so we'll see what we get.
The mare's out of Coonamoo. She was a good handy mare. She won a Group 3 and got over a bit of ground.
And got going early. This guy hasn't sort of hit the track as early as she did, but as you say, she was, you know, won quite a few races and was a good race mare.
He had two trials, then you tipped him out, and he came back the other day third. He looked like a bit like a big green work in progress. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, it is. I sort of wondered whether he didn't need another trial after that, but the jock said that he came up and said he's ready to go to the races. And so we're here, but the you know, there's no doubt he'll improve off today's run.
Mm.
But equally, he's fit and he's ready to do what's asked of him. And as I say, for me, the question mark is just whether, you know, with that sort of the style, the way he goes, whether it's going to be entirely comfortable on the ground.
He just looked in the trials like he'll eat up ground as well.
I'd say so. Yeah, he'll be better as the races get a little bit longer. Mum was more of a speedster, from my recollection. But nevertheless, this guy looks like he's going to get out over a mile or thereabouts.
Now, Saturday, you get Vega Days in. This horse has put three together. And in a lot of his runs, you look and think, are they going to get him? Are they going to get him? But they don't get him. He just fights.
Yeah, he is. He's got a great will to win. He's got fantastic gate speed. And then has the ability or the headspace to relax once he gets there. And, you know, all those things get together make him quite a difficult horse to race against. You know, I'm still of the belief that he'll be a better racehorse when he gets a chance to relax and follow one, I suppose, much like he did at his first race start, albeit by mistake. He got checked at the start and came from back and then threw them, but he was very tractable doing that even. But as much as he's led his last couple, I think he's a better chaser.
Mm. And as I said, I watched him those two wins, and you keep thinking they get to him, but they don't get past him. That's a sign of a fair horse.
Yeah, and he was like that in his trials and everything he's done here. Great determination, great will to win, and thankfully the turn of foot to pull it off.
All right, now you've got Baller in the Spark of Life handicap. This horse has only had the four runs, but he's showing you a lot of promise. Has he improved since he's had that let-up?
Oh, I think so. He's come back in really good shape, and you know, his work yesterday wasn't at the run time, but just the style of it was very impressive. You know, he's just a lovely big horse, got a kind nature for a colt. And, you know, from what we saw last time, you'd have to say that, you know, 1,200, maybe 13 is about as far as he wants to go. The couple of guys at 14 weren't as impressive, albeit in decent company. But we'll keep him to around 1,200 this time.
Before
sort of let him. Sorry,
I was going to say. Before he went for the spell, we with no idea. We were speculating that he could be a good autumn carnival horse. How do you rate him, Anthony? Where do you sort of rank him?
There's no doubt he's very good. He'll make Stokes grade easily, and then it's a matter of exactly where he fits in, but. You know, with the turn of foot that he has and the size of him, like he wouldn't look out of place in any race.
Mm. So Saturday, can you split them, Baller and Vega Days, or not?
Oh, I think Baller's probably got less opposition and he's down in the weight. So, you know, he's probably going to be the better chance of the two and he's not taking on the Autumn Sun. Having said that, I'm not sort of running away from that competition for Vega Days either because, you know, tactically he's going to have a break on the other horse. And as you say, he's quite difficult to get past. You know, the other horse first up, 1,400, you know, he's plainly a talented animal and you got to respect that. But, you know, it'll be there are some chinks in that recipe for us to take benefit from, I think.
The good thing is out of it, you got two lovely horses going to the races. On Saturday, this bloke, Freedom Rock, today, I think you'll have some fun with him. And he waits when the penny drops there with him as to what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of the provincials as well. Shaman goes to Saturday at Gosford and he's been knocking on the door and he looks like he's in a race that will suit him. And Mrs. Madrid, who won last start, she goes to the races tomorrow. And I think both of those horses, you know, once we get to Randwick, will make their presence felt over ground.
Over the championships, I noticed you've got a swagger horses in and all the good races. Are all on target at this stage? Or what have you basically, your line? Obviously, Vega Days, Baller, those sort of horses will be there.
Yep. I suppose the two that I've just mentioned, you know, I think once the races sort of stretch out a bit, Mizzy, she runs Friday night. She ran third in that English race 10 days ago, a week ago, whatever. And she's got some nice races on her program, and she's just doesn't have to improve much on what she did the other day. I mean, she finished behind what was the best two-year-old filly of the year and the best three-year-old filly. She's in that mix. So, you know, there's enough, you know, kicking around. Phoenix River was unlucky first up. He gets the races again next week. Red Chandelier was unlucky last week. She goes back to the races next Wednesday, and she'll look the winner at some point in her race next Wednesday.
All right. Well, good luck with them all. You'll have to get a couple there because one son's going all right, and the other bloke's out on his own now. They'll have the leaderboard up, and you want to be up there punching right up there with them, Anthony.
James is setting the target, but every time he turns around, there's another 20 horses behind him. So he's got the firepower that we sort of lack a little. But anyway, we'll as you say, keep their punching.
Oh, I think he's just showing off. He's getting that many winners at the moment, isn't he? He's flying.
He's going right. He's got a share of that, you know. There's nothing comes away, so you get to catch and kill your own.
And I just hope he's giving credit to who he learned it from as well.
Good on you.
All right, good on you, Anthony. Good to catch up.
Good on you.